Log Talk Radio.
It's 3 o'clock and it's that time for the Financial Literacy Ride. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. So go grab your pen, pencil, and don't forget the paper, and get ready for your journey for the next 30 minutes.
Hey everyone, welcome, welcome, welcome. Build, Grow, and Enjoy, BGE Radio, powered by Blog Talk Radio. Today, very special, special broadcast to this Tuesday, 10/22, I think it is. I've just got so much going on, but it is the 22nd of October. Can you believe we are only a week out and this month will be over with? But a very, very special Blog Talk Radio BGE featured broadcast today. As many of you guys know, we have a series of them coming on the air to speak of the many great things of philanthropy and making the difference and all the things happening in Los Angeles with three very, very important and key organizations throughout the community of Los Angeles that is out there making the difference. And today I have that very special guest. It is 3 p.m. Atlanta, 12 p.m. Los Angeles, BillGrowAndJoy.com. Get on over there. Become a member. You can even check out all the sites, the pages, but definitely get involved and see what's going on. We have a lot of great and amazing things to come that's taking place not just with BGE but across the globe that we're going to be doing. At BGE underscore radio, be sure to get on over to Twitter, follow us, tweet us, interact with us. We look forward to it. And, of course, you can go to my Twitter, at Kalithia. TLC story. Last night, wasn't that just such an awesome, awesome show? I mean, it went viral, of course, you know. T-Boz and Chili, you know, many years they were mourning the loss of Left Eye, but it's good to see, you know, which I'm going to say TLC is one of my favorite all-time female groups. You know, I grew up in that era, and they were my favorite. And it was just awesome to really see them become more transparent in telling their side of the story to all, because many of us had so many questions because they were just so awesome. So I just got to say big, big kudos to them on the success of the TLC story. For many of you guys that don't know, last night was the first airing. And of course, you can probably find it all on the Internet now. The TLC story aired on VH1 last night. So everyone across the globe is pretty much watching it. But I got to say that the movie was just, or the miniseries, or however they call it, was just absolutely the bomb. I loved it. I watched it twice because when you watch it, you know, the first time, it comes on again right after. I actually sat for 4 hours and watched it. It was just an amazing story. And of all three actresses, because many people are talking about this, who did the best? I have to give it to Little Mama. I thought I was literally watching Left Eye. It was like that moment when we were all watching Ray Charles and Jamie Foxx playing it. Well, that's how I felt watching Little Mama last night. So great job, Little Mama. You really played that part. And, yeah, she to me did really, really carry the character and represented Lisa in a very believable manner. So kudos to TLC and the family over there and Left Eye's family and all that's involved. Great job. We really, really enjoyed the show. It was just awesome, and we look forward to the many great things that you guys are putting in place and to come. BGE TV 132, make sure you get on over to BillGrownAndJoy.com so you can catch the many things that are going to come on the visual side with BGE TV. You know, you can subscribe and get the full of the network with Open Vision Network. So many great channels and great things happening throughout the network. You know, many of you guys don't know that Tyler Perry has his own television channel. And guess what? It is part of the BGE, within the BGE family, with BGE being a part of the Open Vision family. And his channel is on Open Vision Network. So you can go to Open Vision Networks with an S.net. Go ahead and download the program and check out the great inspiring things that Tyler has going on his channel, in addition to the many great people, companies, organizations throughout the network, and of course BGE. So it's absolutely awesome. You can download it from your iPads, your tablets, your Androids. It's mobile, and that's the time we live in. So be sure to go ahead and subscribe. The subscription is free, and get in there and check out the great thing that's taking place. Philanthropy World AIDS Day Summit click Bill Grown and Joy. Go to BillGrownAndJoy.com. You can click philanthropy and find out more on the World AIDS Day Summit 14 that is coming to Atlanta in all efforts to sound the alarm and stop the spread of HIV. Many of you guys know, and those that don't, Atlanta is number one in the nation, rates higher than those of African countries for African-American women contracting the HIV and AIDS virus. So that is ridiculous. And, of course, the city itself is number six overall. And I can tell you guys the reason why this is taking place is because of a stigma. It's the stigma, shame, secrecy, and guilt. A lot of people are living with it, and they're ashamed to talk about it. And, you know, they're living the guilt trip because of, you know, maybe the actions they took to get it. And they're just afraid. So, you know, philanthropists from across the globe is coming in just to really sound the alarm to let everyone know it's okay. There's more like you. You know, we all make mistakes, or, you know, you may not have gotten it by mistake. You may have been from birth or whatever it is, but just get help. Get healthy. You know, people are living longer with the disease, and for those that don't have it, protect yourself. And, you know, for those that, you know, are looking for those resources, there's going to be plenty within the summit itself. It's a three-day event that's going to take place in Atlanta in 2014. The dates right now, November the 29th through December the 1st. So you definitely want to go ahead and block those days out, because it's going to be amazing global leaders from across the globe, entertainers and celebrities and organizations are coming into the city to really, really sound that alarm and making a difference. And speaking of making a difference, my guest today, I've been long awaiting for this guest today, CEO and founder, Andre LaFella, and I hope I said that right, Andre. You can correct me if I need to, but bringing better solutions to the table. Official No One Left Behind is a nonprofit organization that serves families in Orange County and surrounding cities. They assist families by offering food, basic staples, and other essentials to live. Now, Andre, welcome to BGE. And for many, I mean, I think that you guys are feeding like 20,000 to 40,000 people a month.
Hey, how you doing? Thank you for having us on. Actually, right now, what we're doing is we pick up 60 to 80,000 pounds of food a month. We feed three different sections in Orange County, in Santa Ana, Orange County. And we right now, we have over 1 million people served.
Woo, I'm way off.
Yeah, we have over 1 million people served. We've been doing it now for over 8 years, and that's how I had a conversation with Joyce, who, along with Ms. Stocker, are the founders of the company with me, and we were talking about, okay, how many people have we actually served? And once we did all our numbers and went back through all the spreadsheets that we have, we've served over 1 million people.
Wow. Wow. And, you know, many people will know, you know, that L.A., well, you're in Orange County, but, you know, Orange County's not far from L.A. County. That Skid Row,
no.
I mean, that's the home of it. And it's just, you know, when I go down there, it's just heartbreaking to see there's so many. So, you know, what you guys are doing is just absolutely an honor, you know, to support the community. Now, tell the listeners and tell us, you know, what is the heart of Official No One Left Behind?
Well, the heart of Official No One Left Behind is making sure that no child and no mother is left behind. Because if you look and do the census and the records, it's a lot of single women with children that are homeless, and then comes family. So what we did is Juanita Stocker and Joyce saw where there was a need, because we come from taking care of the mental disabled. So that's what we did first. We take care of the mental disabled. She's done it for over 40 years. And so we saw a need in the community that needed to be filled as for single mothers with children and then low-income families. So what we decided to do was take the finances from our original business and put it into the Official No One Left Behind to start feeding families. Because how it really got started was I'm actually a musician and an actor, and my family's always supported me with everything that I've done. And we had eight offices in a high-rise building where I'm running a studio, a radio station, and my mom and family would help me in the business, but then there would be people coming up there asking us for food. thinking that we give out food. And we're like, no, we're an entertainment company. So from there, they were like, you know what? As you get deeper into the entertainment industry, you need something to give back, which is where Official No One Left Behind was born. So we started out feeding maybe five families. That five families turned into 100 families. Then it turned into 200. Then it turned into 1,000. And so it just took a life on its, of its own. And we thank God for that, because this has grown by word of mouth. It's never been promoted. It's never, you know, the finances that are into it are our finances that we put into it, and we don't even pay ourselves. So we do this genuinely from our heart, and we've just seen God grow us. We've outgrew one place, then we outgrew our second place. Now we're in our third place. We are partnered with the government, with the Action Food Bank of Southern California, and we are the flagship program within that program. So it has just been a life-changing, moving situation. And, you know, even in the middle of us doing this, we had, you know, I think, you know, between the years of 2009 to 2011, I think every family, 2008 to 2011, I think every family had hardship with what was going on with the government and everybody out there. So everybody had a hard time. And we even had our own hard times, and we were still giving out food. And that taught us a lot about having faith, believing in God, and knowing that everything's going to work out, because even when we felt like we had nothing, we still felt compelled to give. And through us giving, it helped our situation personally and allowed us to grow. But the people that we help in the community are so thankful. I mean, they're just thankful.
Yeah, and it definitely speaks for itself. I mean, you can go to your website and see the pictures, look at the videos. I mean, you guys are really out there making a difference on a very large scale. Can you give us some stats, Andre, so people can know some of the stats that you're working with the children, the women, some of the stats for the homelessness and, you know, the hunger and the whole mission that you guys are working through the community on?
Yeah, actually, I can. Basically, when it comes to the stats, and most people, when they think about Orange County, they think of Orange County as just being a rich state. And, yeah, we're connected to L.A., but it has a lot of poverty-stricken areas, like L.A. with Skid Row. And because Orange County is closer to the border into Mexico, you get a lot of the immigrants that come to us before they pass into L.A. So when we did the demographics and the study of it, we saw how there was 60% of the Latin community were low-income families and needed help. And that's the area we're in. So we feed predominantly 99% Latin people. So we're not even feeding African-American people. We get a few, but in the area where we're at, it's predominantly Latin. So when we went through, and we looked at the numbers, we were like, okay, well, let's see where we can make a change. That's where we went in and you saw, you know, there is over a million people within Orange County. We haven't even added in L.A. that need food assistance.
We're number two,
actually. That need food assistance. Yeah, we are number two, and then LA is number one. And what we're doing is we're bridging the gap between LA and Orange County. Our program is primarily based out of Orange County, but our outreach is in between Orange County, LA, and San Diego. And then soon we want to take it outside of the state of California, and soon we want to take it internationally. But, you know, you have to build all those things up in due time. Right now what we're looking at doing is we're looking at taking and starting a Rethink Hunger Challenge. And what we want to do is we want to challenge everybody to get involved in feeding America and actually feeding the world. And what we want to do is we want to challenge everybody to feed a family for 3 to 6 months. And we monitor that just so you can understand the need for food assistance in multiple cities, not just one.
Right.
We're part of the Sacramento the Sacramento bill to help feed families as well. We went into Sacramento and lobbied for them to create this program to be able to feed low-income families to give them assistance. We also went in through doing our research. We also saw where there was a greater need for children. Children in the system as far as foster care, children that have just been taken into the system, taken out of the system and placed, and then, you know, you get into, they're actually home assistance for low-income people, programs that are now just being started. So there's a lot of public awareness that needs to be brought to this. But if you look at...
Well, you guys definitely need to, a company like yours and an organization like yours definitely needs to come to the Southeast region. You know, Atlanta has a huge homeless population, and something like this would be so needed in the community.
Well, see, that's what we'd like to do because, see, what we'd like to do is be able to do the census for Atlanta so we can greater understand the need for Atlanta. And then what we'd like to do is plan events, partner up with people such as yourself. And then we do events where we can come in and feed anywhere from 2,000 to 4,000 families all in one day. And everybody leaves with about 40 to 70 pounds of food, not 1,000, just 40 to 70 pounds of food. I mean, we give away staples. I mean, we give away chicken. We give away cabbage. We give away onions, potatoes. So it's not just your canned goods, you know. We get hams. Right now we got a freezer. We got three freezers full of turkeys to head into the Thanksgiving. And these are Foster Farm turkeys. You go in the store and you price it, they're about $20 a turkey. But these are what the families are receiving. And I think a lot of times, you know, because there are a lot of programs out here making a difference. But then there's a lot of programs out here that don't choose to make the greater difference with what it is that they're blessed with. We take 100% of our proceeds and give it to the community. So they leave with it.
Right.
You know, and through our partnership with us being the flag program through the Action Food Bank, when there is, let's just say, a Latin restaurant that closes down and they want to donate their food, well, we're the ones they donate all that food to. You know, and then from there, we're able to go into the community and feed that demographic of people. Now, when we come to Atlanta, we understand it's a different demographic. So we would be able to prepare the food staples, frozen and fresh goods, according to the demographic that we're serving. That's the wonderful thing about what we do.
Right. Helping each other.
Yes. You know, because it's just a great need. I mean, if you look right now, and just like you say, you look within Atlanta and you look at the food assistance that's needed. We look right here in Orange County, L.A., and you look at how many people are just hungry. You look at the because we also feed the homeless as well. So we have a homeless program where we also feed the homeless. And, you know, I just think that with us being the number one country in the world, we have to be able to make a greater difference. And it starts with us small people.
Right.
You know, because just like Martin Luther King, he had a dream. From there, his dream led into everything that happened. And that's the same thing with these type of programs, you know. Everybody come in and support each other and realize, okay, we're here to make a change. Let's get everybody fed within our country. So that way when we head outside to Africa or places, third world countries, period, not just Africa, just third world countries, period, then we're making a difference not only just outside, but even where we're at. And it helps us make a greater difference outside when you take care of home. I just honestly believe that.
Right. Official No One Left Behind, Inc., on air, CEO and founder, Andre. Please, Andre, say your last name because I'm probably going to demolish it. Is it LaFelle?
It's Andre LaFelle.
LaFelle, so I did say it correct, Andre LaFelle. And also let everyone how they can follow you on Twitter, how they can donate, your address, your contact information. Please share with the listeners all that information.
Okay, wonderful. If you'd like to follow us, you can follow us on Facebook, Official No One Left Behind. It's also the same thing for Twitter, Twitter.com/OfficialNoOneLeftBehind. If you want to get a hold of us, you can log on to our website, www.OfficialNoOneLeftBehind. That's www.OfficialNoOneLeftBehind. If you'd like to donate to us, we also take donations on the website. We also, right now, besides just donating physical cash, we also love food donations. We'll take freezers, trucks, shirts, clothes. We'll take anything you got because we got a need for everything. But the main thing that really helps us get out to the families and really help us make a difference are the cash donations, whether it's 1 cent all the way to $1 million. It helps us buy boxes. It helps us buy bags. It helps us put gas in the cars and trucks and rent trucks that we have because the organization is getting bigger and we're feeding more people. And it also helps us to go outside of our state to hold programs to feed other cities
right.
that are in need as well.
Right.
You could
right.
also email... You can also email me at Andre@OfficialNoOneLeftBehind.org, Andre Roberson at OfficialNoOneLeftBehind.org. And we are a 501c3 tax exempt, so we are supported by all the major government agencies.
All real people, all struggles to get enough to eat. Hunger exists everywhere in America. It does not matter if you live in an urban, suburban, or rural setting. Hunger has no boundaries. Official No One Left Behind, Inc., Rethink Hunger, CEO and founder, Andre LaFell. OfficialNoOneLeftBehind.org, get on over there. You can contact them today if you are in need of assistance. In addition to that, for those that would like to support, definitely you can donate right from the site or contact them directly. They need all the assistance they can so that they can continue to assist others. Rethink hunger. Hunger is in our community, and it is real. Now, Andre, we're going to take a quick break, and when we get right back, I'd like for you to kind of share, you know, with the Thanksgiving holiday up and coming, some programs that you guys have out there for those that are in need and programs, those that can support and assist, you know, for the upcoming Thanksgiving holiday. So just hang tight, and we'll be right back.
All right. Thank you very much.
Hey, it's Keith Keller in Melbourne, Australia, and you are listening to the only Jay and Rocks the Boss, host of Social Yours on BGE Radio, powered by Blog Talk Radio. Remember, you are already awesome. Our job is to make you world famous.
Need help with your marketing plan? Diamond Roots can virtually guarantee that you succeed in meeting your business objectives. Visit www.diamondroots.com. Diamond Roots is a premier marketing and PR agency focused on providing cutting-edge strategies for business-to-business communication campaigns that deliver tangible results. Visit www.diamondroots.com or call 404-228-3052. That's 404-228-3052.
Welcome. I'm Pamela Reese Wardlaw at the Preparation Room with Build, Grow, and Enjoy, where we worship and praise God and prepare the way for the Lord. Come on in and let's get this show started.
Hi, and welcome to Social Yours. My name is Jamil Wilborn, and I'm going to be your host. If you have not figured out by now, social media is definitely not a fad. Social media has become more and more popular. Facebook has over 1 billion monthly active users. And then Twitter, 500 million total users. And I'm going to show you how to utilize all of them on social media.
Socially Yours is being brought to you live by BGE.
Yeah, they can go straight. Yeah, we have to go there.
And we are back. We are back. Welcome back. Bill Grow and Enjoy BGG Radio, powered by Blog Talk Radio. It is 3:24 p.m. Atlanta, 12:24 p.m. Los Angeles. I'm here speaking with philanthropist and organization officially No One Left Behind, CEO and founder, Andre LaFelle. You can go to BillGrownEnjoy.com, become a member, look at the great things that's going on. Of course, many of you guys know you can share this information, the spread the message, all of our shows are playback. Bill Grow and Enjoy at BGE underscore radio on Twitter, at Khaleesi on Twitter for myself. And as many of you guys heard this now, so with Jay Wilborn and Rock Sixon, I just want to say they will be back on the air on this Saturday at 12 p.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. As many of you guys know, Socially Yours is one of our shows here on BGE Radio that speaks on the social network and marketing and how you can monetize it for your success. So Ross and Jay will be back on the air p.m. this Saturday with very, very special guest and marketing expert, Edgar Hogan. So just be sure to tune in, mark your calendars. Of course, you can go to BillGrownEnjoy.com, check out the calendar, and see all the great shows that are up and coming. I definitely wanted to say that to you guys, since you guys just heard this at the promo for the show. Last month they had to kind of take off because, you know, so many things going on with Bill Grown Enjoy, but Ross and Jay will be back on the air to 12 p.m. on Saturday with their special guest, the marketing expert, Edgar Hogan. So that's going to be exciting to have him join us. Now, Andre, back to you. Thanksgiving is up and coming, and that is, of course, we know the week, the day where everyone eats. I know a lot of people can know if they don't get a meal for the year, they're going to get a meal on Thanksgiving. So please share with us the programs that your organization is having, how those that need assistance can come, get assistance from you, and how those that can support you guys.
Okay, great, because when it comes to the holidays, you know, that's the most intense time of the year because that's when we do the most work. We definitely would love to have volunteers at our programs. We partnered up with the Delhi Community Center, which is a community center in Santa Ana, and we have two dates there, which will be the first Tuesday of November and the first Tuesday of December, where we will be passing out a large amount of food because that's where we have the turkeys, we have chickens, we have a lot of things where people are really in need to get ready for their holidays. So if you would like to help us with that, you can log on to our website, Official No One Left Behind. You can email us. We'd love to have your name and number information so that way we can contact you. Now, if it's going into the holiday season and you're in Southern California between Orange County, L.A., San Diego, and you need food assistance, you can also email us at info@officialnoonelessbehind.org. And we will be able to assist you, and we will get right with you because our job is to make sure that everyone has food during this time and season that most people find hard. The first Tuesday of November, we're preparing for Thanksgiving, so that's where we'll have turkeys, we'll have cranberry sauce, we'll have all that good stuff for the community to be able to hand out to people. When we get into the first Tuesday in December, we don't give out turkeys for that particular time, but we do have meats and roasts and different things that we do get donated to us that we give out to prepare for Christmas. So if anyone's in need, by all means, please make sure you email us. Our number is also on our website as well that you can contact us at. But if you email us, we will get back to you.
Awesome. Now, Andre, is there anything else that I may not have covered that you would like to share with the listeners? I know there's so much entail that you have because, like you said, you're an actor. So in addition to you being a philanthropist, you're also a very busy businessman. Is there anything you'd like to share with us with anything that's happening with your businesses also so those can know?
Yeah, actually what we're doing this year, what I'm doing is I have a couple, I'm also a film producer, so I have a couple of films that I'm producing that I'm attaching the nonprofit to, so that way we could bring growth seeds into the company. So what I will do is I will update you on the projects that I'm working on. I have a horror film that I'm working on right now, and I'm also in line to produce the Jimi Hendrix movie as well. And a lot of those proceeds I'm going to donate back to help feed families. I just did a deal with Universal Records. I will be releasing my third album in 2014, and 50% of the proceeds will go into No One Left Behind to help us feed families. So the biggest thing here is if anyone inside of their heart really, really wants to make a difference and help us make a difference, we would love to have their donations. That would really, really help us because we're self-funded. So we can't sit up here and say that we've taken money from outside sources to help this business grow. We have grown it on our own, and we have stretched out our resources, and now is the time where we need a lending hand. So whether you're a corporation or just a sole proprietor or just a person that just wants to help make a difference, 100% of the money that anybody donates goes to feeding families. None of it goes in our pocket. Like I said, our paperwork and ledgers are made public so that anyone can check our records if they need to see to make sure that we're doing the right things with the proceeds. But anything that they donate goes 100% to the families. It's not made to put a check in our pocket or anything. We add to the donations that are given to us. We match those donations.
Awesome.
So, you know, and when it comes to big companies out there like forklift companies, freezer companies, bag companies, we would love to have them donate to us because, and even box companies, because those are the most resources that we use the most. And even though we just moved into a new location, we're actually outgrowing that location. And now we're getting to the point to where we need to hire staff. You know, 100% of the people that come in and help us now, they're all volunteers. And even some of the people that are coming to get boxes volunteered to help us out because they see we're understaffed because it's just ran by family. It's ran by my grandmother, my grandfather, my mom, myself, my niece, and my nephew. That's right. How we get it done. We pick up two trucks. We load these trucks. We unload these trucks. We also have the University of Irvine also donates students from the school, and they come in and help us, don't ask for nothing in return, don't even want their name on any type of literature. They don't even want any food when they come. They come and they help, and they leave.
Right.
So with people out there listening, we just want you to have an open heart, and if you want to make a difference, go to our website, send us an email. We will get back to you. When it comes to BGE Radio, we just love to continue to partner with you to get our message out there, and we'd love to do fundraisers with you in Atlanta to bring awareness to what it is that we're doing and what it is to the things that you are doing, and let's feed some families because we're not about talking about it. We're about doing it.
And that's what makes the difference. Go ahead and let everyone know your Twitter information and Facebook information and also the website again so they can physically see not only the pictures that's all over your sites but also the video itself with you guys in action.
Okay, so that's Facebook.com/OfficialNoOneLeftBehind, Twitter.com/OfficialNoOneLeftBehind. Once again, the website is www.officialnoonelefthehind.org. That's www.officialnoonelefthehind.org.
Awesome. Well, Andre, in all my shows, I like to go towards the end. If there's anything else, is there anything else you'd like to share that I have that we have not covered that you want these listeners to know? But in, with that, you can go ahead and say that. I'm going to open it up for you to speak on that. But in all my shows, I like to leave words of encouragement, whatever you feel in your spirit to share with all the listeners, because truly, that's the biggest thing with my show is encouraging everyone and empowering them. And I can't do it alone. So with people like you who's like me, you know, we have to be the encouragers. So if you can leave us with some words of encouragement, and if there's anything else you'd like to share with us, please do.
Okay, wonderful. To add further to what you asked me earlier as far as the statistics, I gave you roundabout figures as far as what the statistics are, so I'll be more specific. Hunger is, first of all, it's a severe form of poverty, and most people don't understand that. It's a severe form of poverty. Just in Orange County alone, it's estimated that over 300,000 people live in poverty. It's estimated that 190,000 food insecure adults reside in Orange County. 30.9% of them are low-income adults. In all of Orange County total, there is 972,844,000 residents in Orange County who need food assistance, who have food insecurity. And I think that's very high numbers. And you're not even looking at the L.A. numbers yet. So I leave on those statistics just so people understand that it's 55% Latinos, it's 47% Black, it's 46% Caucasian, it's 27% Asian. Those are pretty big demographics. So my last words, and in closing, and this is straight from my heart and me being a God-fearing man and being raised by women who are God-fearing, right now in the day and age and time that we're at, there are a lot of things going on that us as people were not understanding, even in the government, even in our personal lives, things that affect us. But the one thing that remains the same is we all need to eat and we all need to drink water. We all need love and we all need support. So my last words is basically how I live my life. I wake up every day and I pray to God, and this is my prayer to God. I pray to God that he would use me as a conduit to be a miracle in someone else's life. So I challenge everybody to wake up every day and just do something small for your neighbor, for someone in need. Because everything's not always about money, because God judges the heart. So it's about your intentions. I believe that finances are a tool and can be provided once you have the right intentions. But all of us in this world are one. So it doesn't matter what your denomination is, what your belief is, or who's your God. At the end of the day, we all know that there's a higher power and that it exists, and we all know that we're all connected as people through some way, shape, or form. And the one thing we know, just like God said, wherever there's two or more, I'm always in the midst of. So we know where there are two like-minded people and even more joined, there's going to be a difference made. And I lived that growing up in the household I did. I was born taking care of people. You know, taking care of the mental disabled, which is what they say the lowest form of humans in our society, but there's a lot to learn from them because the one thing that they deal with is love. And they don't know judgment. They don't know racism. They don't know greed. The only thing they know is love and how to take care of. And they take care of you when you take care of them. And I believe the same for someone who's in poverty. They just didn't wake up there. Or I believe that there's different people designing the world for different things. You have rich people. You have poor people. You have mid-income people. I believe that all of us were designed for a purpose, but none of us were designed to be left behind.
Powerful.
Those are my closing statements.
Very powerful and very, very true. Thank you for sharing that, Andre, and thank you for joining us here on BGE Radio Power by Blog Talk. It was absolutely an honor. I know you are busy, and for you to even step away, you know, because you're not sitting in no high-rise office. You are in the field, and you are out there making a difference, and moving 80,000-plus pounds of food a month is a lot, serving a million people. So I just want to tell you, I thank you for the time that you've taken to come join us. We bless you with abundance and your continued journey in making a difference, and you've got VGE support. So officially No One Left Behind, keep doing what you do, and our blessings on your journey.
And as from official No One Left Behind, I want to thank you so much, Kalevia, because you are a blessing. And we will constantly support VGE Radio and all that they do. And all my supporting members, thank you as well. Juanita Stocker, Brenda, Maria, Henry, Otis, Joyce, we all thank you. And we thank the listeners, because if it wasn't for them listening, then I don't think that we'd be able to have a return on the investment of our time that we give. And the same for yourself, and we wish you all the blessings and success for everything you do in the future, and you will constantly be in our prayers, and anything you need, you make sure you call Official No One Left Behind, and we will be standing in your corner.
Thank you. Thank you for those words of encouragement and those kind words. You guys enjoy the rest of your week and all our continued blessings.
Thank you so much. God bless.
And thank you. And there you guys have it. Rethink Hunger. Officially, No One Left Behind. Hunger in our community, all real people, all struggling to get enough to eat. At VGE underscore radio, we're going to get the tweets out. We're going to be posting on the Facebook of this show, this very special broadcast, which is a Blog Talk Radio and VGE featured broadcast. And now you guys hear why, because they are out there making a difference for people that are in serious need. So definitely get on over to the website, officialnoonelessbehind.org. For those of you that are needing assistance, you can go there. But most important, we need people that can support, or they need people that can support both the listeners. Please, please get over there and donate. They have every option. I'm sure everyone has a debit card, credit card. I think they take PayPal. You'll see it all over there. And also be sure to follow them on their Twitter, @OfficialNOLB, so you can see the amazing things they're doing. Their Facebook, Facebook.com, Official No One Left Behind also. So that's going to conclude our show for today. We'll be back on the air on Thursday with Ruby Jewel with the Jewel Wrap-Up. And you guys know Hollywood's latest and greatest. We're keeping it real. Meets Growing and Sexy. And she has an amazing show to share with you guys. She'll be talking about the whole Jenny McCarthy, McCarthy on the View situation, Rihanna situation, the whole EBT shutdown. But most important, she has an amazing guest that she's interviewing. So hear this, artists, indie artists. Listen up. She has the director of marketing from UMG, Alander Polk, joining her, and he's going to be speaking with her, talking of, you know, giving you guys some great expert advice for those looking to go to the next level, and also how you can get in touch with him, you know, wanting to submit your music or needing some direction or how you can just get in. Definitely you want to tune in and hear this. That's an amazing guest that she has on the air. And, of course, Jiggy will be back on the air with VGE Presents Marketing. In your marketing advice and social media network, just Jay's show on Friday, each and every Friday. Both shows air at 3 p.m. Jay and Ross will be on the air on Saturday. I will be back on the air next week with my another special broadcast. I told you guys we had three. Last week we had Emily Shane Organization with Ellen and Michael Shane, who lost their daughters, their daughter a few years ago on Pacific Coast Highway, speaking of their organization and her loving memory. Today we have Andre LaFell, officially No One Left Behind, and then next week another amazing story, the DUI experience. That one's going to just amaze you guys. Ryan Hillard's going to be joining me to speak on how he has taken a tragic situation where, you know, he made the wrong choice, ended up, you know, his best friend ended up dying, and now he's taking it from tragedy to triumph to share his story to all the young people across the globe on to, you know, don't drink and drive, because it can really, really take your life in a direction that you don't want it to go. So you guys definitely want to hear that. But in the meantime, get on over to officialnoonelessbehind.org. Donate today, and that's going to conclude our show for today. And at BGE_radio, tweet us, follow us, at Kalithi is my Twitter, BillGroningJordan.com. We see all amazing things. And until next time, as I always tell each and every one of you guys, thank you for tuning in. Have a great rest of your week, and always remember to build, grow, and enjoy. Take care.